This is Indeedio, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is our second cover of the show today, Ballroom Blitz, and it's covered by the Struts, who are from Derby, England. They are a four-piece glam rock band, and they sort of, you know, toe the line between Queen, Def Leppard, and all sorts of crazy cool classic rock stuff from the 80s and 70s. Ballroom Blitz, of course, is a cover of Sweet's 1973 hit that was in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm Julian Taylor, and guess what? I'm so pleased to be able to play this brand new single from a good friend of mine. Living in Nashville right now, this is two-time Juno Award-winning artist Crystal Shawanda with a brand new single called Come On To Me, right here on the Jukebox.
Come on to me. There is nothing that anyone can say to me.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hi, this is Raven Reed, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Eyes. A blend born of two.
That's a song called Trapline from Darla Daniels, affectionately known as the Princess of the Métis Fiddle. She is from the Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement in Alberta and has been doing this for a very long time. She even does some theater stuff as well. Julian Taylor here, and I've got music coming up from one of my heroes. When I was just a teenager, I was introduced to the Woodstock soundtrack and, of course, the documentary film. And I heard this guy go crazy. It was wild. He played Freedom on an acoustic guitar. I'd never seen anybody play the way that he played and sang the way that he sang. And Richie Havens became one of those people that I wanted to emulate my entire career. I'm going to play a song called Follow from his album Mixed Bag, released in 66. Also, the Stranglers are on the show with a song called Golden Brown from back in 1982. I got to open up for the Stranglers once at a club on King Street in Toronto. It was a private show kind of thing, and they were really cool, really fun guys. And I'm not sure if they liked our set, but we loved theirs. And Olympia Vitalis is on the show with Money Tree. This is from West London in the UK. It's a single that was released just this past spring. It's a sharp meditation on human behavior and the ripple effects that we have with each other. But before we get to that, let's hear five-time Juno nominee Cresha Turner, a wonderful R&B soul singer from Edmonton, Alberta. Here they are with a brand new track called Utopia on the Jukebox.
Told me on how to play the game, but I nearly lost my head. I'm still fighting, overciting all of my regrets, but it's all a lie. I need to redirect, shut the lights. You never warned me about them. Blinded, I was compromised. They tried to dim the light. I knew they never could take that from me, 'cause I'm here on a mission. I keep on wishing for it to be. All along, how I fell and bumped my head on these people, all these people that never had your heart. So better I'm all because of you, 'cause I'm you. You left me out here paralyzed. You never demonized. You never knew who they were in the dark. Close the door and shut the light. Never warned me about them. Blinded, I was compromised. I tried to dim the light. I knew they never could take that from me, 'cause I'm here on a mission. I keep on wishing for it to be.
Said and done, and all these notes have turned to dust. I'm gonna walk towards the sun without the weight that once there was. Well, then maybe all in time we'll see how this did grip like a disease. I'm once in cages, now we're free. I won't go back, I won't let go.
This is Kaylee Watts from Bellacoola, BC, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Golden brown, texture like sun. Down with my mind, she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on the ship, tied to the mast. Two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day. Never a frown with golden brown.
like a cradle. Climb to the treetops, child, if you're able. Let your hands tie a knot across the table. Come and touch the things you cannot feel. And close your fingertips and fly where I can't hold you. Let the sun rain fall and let the dewy clouds enfold you. And maybe you can sing to me the words I just told you. If all the things you feel ain't what they seem, then don't mind me, 'cause I ain't nothing but a dream. The mockingbird sings each different song. Bell tolls its one note song, and the school bell is tinkling to the throng. Come here where your ears cannot hear, and close your ears, child, and listen to what I'll tell you. Follow sounds that may impel you, and the song that I am singing may disturb or serve to quell you. If all the sound you hear ain't what they sing, then
hi, this is Julian Taylor, and thank you so much for listening. If there's something you'd like me to play on the show, just let us know via our socials at Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Every listener matters, and we're here because of listeners like you. Thank you for all your support.
This is Bird Note. Former Washington Governor Jay Inslee has been around birds his entire life, but he says it wasn't until his early 30s that a bird really caught his attention.
We'd moved from Western Washington, you know, a wet kind of urban environment, to Eastern Washington, a dry sagebrush, apple trees environment, and we heard this meadowlark sitting right on top of this little unused telephone pole outside of our farmhouse that we had.
This was a Western meadowlark, a robin-sized bird with a vibrant yellow breast and a spectacular song.
And it is just melodic. That's the word I would use. I'm not a musician. I know virtually nothing about music. But I think that if Mendelssohn and Brahms and Brandy Carlile got together to design a bird song, that's what they would write. Every year, we knew it was spring when that bird or its subsequent generations came, I swear, to the same telephone pole and just ripped out this incredible song that we could hear, you know, 150 yards away.
Over time, Inslee grew to love the meadowlark's song, not only for its melody, but for how it connected him to the natural world.
I would describe it as summoning us from winter to spring. So it's like it announces the change of the seasons.
Is there a bird that inspired you to love nature? Tell us about it at birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.